All right, let's jump in. Today, we're covering what goes into a standout real estate agent brand for QE agents and why every great brand starts with a clear promise. And honestly, this is one of my favorite topics. Lee, remember my Inverion days in Virginia? Small shop to a chain of over 60 offices. Our growth wasn't accidental. It was built on a tight promise. Experience real estate the way it should be. That little sentence, clear as day, was our North Star.
Yeah, I remember the debates about every single word of that phrase. I'd say agents here still struggle with, you know, the temptation to go big, go bold, but end up with, well, vague promises, like best service. What does that even mean these days? No one sets out to give the worst service, right? I think people underestimate how much clarity clients expect now, especially with all the competition out there.
Oh, absolutely. Kiwis are smart buyers. They want to know exactly what makes you different, not just that you're honest or reliable. Those are, well, table stakes. But when you clarify your promise, what's genuinely unique about working with you, you anchor expectations. Lee, what do you see as the risks when an agent overpromises just to sound flash?
Disaster, basically. It's the quickest way to lose trust. If you build a reputation on something you can't actually deliver, like I'll get you the highest price guaranteed, what happens when the market softens or that interest rate hike knocks the wind out of the market? Especially now, with things so changeable. Clients remember what you said.
Exactly. Consistency beats empty hype every time. We'll talk about proof in a bit, but I'll say your promise has to hold up when it's tested, not just when things are easy. Detailed, realistic, and client-focused. That's the bar.
So, picking up from there, once you've got your promise, how does an agent figure out their real spot in the market and make it stick? There's, what, 16,000 agents floating around NZ now? Maybe more? You got to know not just what you do, but where you fit. I mean, Denise, you always put a lot of weight on authentic personality as part of the brand mix, right?
Always. Clients aren't just choosing an agency. They're choosing a person. We see that especially in the regions. Like, take that Tauranga agent we talked about last season. Remember her? She grew up there, knows every corner. She positions herself as the Bay's trusted specialist. And her social posts are full of day in the life, beach walks, market updates, and plain talk. Her brand isn't a veneer, it's her. That's the power of local. And people spot fake a mile away.
Right, and on the flip side, sometimes it's the lack of personality that tanks the deal. Had a case years back where the agent was brilliant on paper, but would morph into a robot at inspections. Clients want to vibe with you, not just hear the stats. The brand is how you make people feel, not what your logo or, you know, tie looks like.
Yes, that match between your real self and your market's needs, it's magic when it's genuine. But you've got to articulate it. And for our listeners, if you're not sure where you stand, ask your last 10 clients, why did you choose me? Their answers might surprise you. That's how you find your edge.
Let's get practical. Promise and personality are nothing without proof. Clients need to see you walk the talk. So, Lee, let's talk evidence. What actually counts for Kiwi buyers and sellers?
I'll tell you what's not enough. Just listing your qualifications or saying, I've been in the field for 20 years. That's background, not proof. Testimonials, real, direct feedback matter a lot. Actual results, like 97% of my listings sell within 4 weeks. That's even better. But you have to present it so folks can picture themselves as your next success story. Transparency is key. Show the process, not just the highlights.
This is where the eAgent CPD course spends a lot of time. We devote a whole module to building trust, how to gather testimonials ethically, how to display your results without sounding braggy, and, crucially, how to handle gaps. The agents who graduate with the best feedback are the ones who get comfortable saying, "Here's where I made a mistake, here's how I fixed it." That's real credibility.
And, you know, in this digital age, there's always a temptation to just, well, pad the numbers or crank up the hype. I mean, I'm not saying it's rampant, but do you think agents in NZ actually share enough tangible evidence, or is the sizzle sometimes overtaking the sausage, so to speak?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think most agents could showcase more real proof and tone down the empty marketing fluff. When everyone says they're the top choice, it means nothing. Show me your process, your happy clients, even the missteps you learned from. That's what breaks through in today's crowded space.
And let's not forget, a single strong referral often closes more deals than all the glossy flyers in the world. Real trust is built, not bought.
Okay, let's zoom out. How do you actually tie all this together? So your promise, your positioning, your proof, your personality, it all sings the same song, no matter where someone sees you.
Yeah, getting the choir in tune, so to speak. It starts with making sure every platform, digital, print, conversations with buyers at an open home, reflect the real you. Consistency creates recognition and confidence. If your website is polished and friendly, but your emails sound like a legal contract, clients will wonder which is real.
That's it. Our most successful agents use a simple content plan, even if it's just a sticky note, that outlines how their big idea shows up everywhere. Your Insta should back up your LinkedIn. Your open home chat should echo your listing blurb. And it's not just you. If you work with a team, everyone needs to carry the same flag.
All right, team training's huge, but often forgotten. If your PA or buyer's agent presents a different message, it muddies the waters. Also, having a little checklist for social posts or new signs helps keep the brand experience consistent. Doesn't have to be fancy. A Google Doc or a weekly review is enough as a start.
The agencies that get this right feel the most trustworthy because there's zero daylight between their brand and their behavior. It doesn't feel like marketing. It just feels authentic. That's what wins repeat business, especially in tight-knit Kiwi communities.
All right, Denise, last leg. So we've covered what a solid brand looks and sounds like. Now, where do you show it off? Which digital channels should Kiwi agents be prioritizing out of the, well, gazillion out there?
Well, there's no one-size-fits-all. In Auckland, social media, Facebook, Instagram work well, especially for showing off listings and client stories. In smaller regions, community groups, maybe even local forums or newsletters, sometimes outperform the big global platforms. You've got to go where your audience actually hangs out. And whatever channel, consistency remains key. Same photo, same message, same tone. Don't do glossy on Insta and then look like a stranger on your website.
And don't forget listings platforms, realestate.co.nz, Trade Me. They're essential, but they're not set and forget. Update them. Weave your story in. Also, keep tabs on your analytics. Is your digital strategy actually attracting the right kind of clients? If not, tweak it. And as we talked about last episode, tech glitches or ignoring online reputation can lose you deals fast. So keep things current, monitor your reviews, and ask for feedback.
Totally agree. And remember, genuine content is gold. Share hits and misses, show your personality, and crucially, back it up with real client proof points. That's how you become visible and, more importantly, credible.
So for our listeners, define your lane, show proof, live your brand, and pick platforms with care. We'll keep diving deeper into this in future episodes, but for now, set those goals high, but keep them real.
Love it. So that's a wrap from us. Dr. Lee, pleasure as always. And to everyone tuning in, get out there and let your brand do the talking. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks, Denise. Always a good yarn. Cheers, everyone. See you in the next one.